Happy New Year. We are going to do something a little bit different this morning. We had mentioned this way back in November, if you can believe that. And we did not push it too much the last few weeks because if you think about it, we've had a little bit going on here at Antrim, haven't we? And so we thought rather than give you one more thing to think about, we would just cross this bridge when we came to it. But what we would like to do this morning is just to have a time of sharing for us as a church family. What's going to happen is I'm going to speak for just 7-8 minutes to get us started, and then we're going to open the floor to all of you. These can be such valuable, life-giving times for a church to hear from one another, to share with one another. And so if you look around, you will see 4 microphones. There are 2 here in the center aisle, and there are 2 up front here by the communion tables. And what we would encourage you to be thinking about is to reflect back on 2016. And as you look forward to 2017, is there anything that you might share along lines like these? Is there something you are thankful for that God has done? Right? Recently, in your own life, in our church, is there something you're grateful for? Perhaps is there something that the Lord has been teaching you, a way that you are being challenged, something that you are learning, right? So something that the Lord is teaching you. And then third, perhaps something that you are praying for as we go into 2017. Something that you are looking to see happen, that the Lord has placed on your heart. So something you're learning, something you have been thanking God for, something you are praying about for the next year. It can be very simple. Right? You do not need to have a polished speech when you share. In fact, perhaps the shorter the better, so that we can hear from more people rather than just a few of us. So it could be just a sentence or two. Certainly no more than 2 or 3 minutes would be needed. But we just want to have a chance for our church to share with one another. And really, this is part of why we have combined into one service this morning, right? Just to know that we are coming together as one church family to share what God has been doing. To get us started, I would like to share just a brief message. If you have a Bible, I would encourage you to turn to Psalm 22 with me. Psalm 22, verse 22. All right. And in Psalm 22, David says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will praise you. All right, Psalm 22:22. David simply says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will praise you. And I'm going to pull just 3 simple things for us from that verse to get us started this morning. First, notice that it says, I will declare. Right? I will declare. A couple of things from this. Notice that he is making a choice, isn't he? It is an act of the will. He is saying, I will do this. I'm going to do it. He's not waiting for somebody else. Right? He's not sitting around saying, boy, I like this sharing idea. I hope somebody does it. He's saying, I will do it. It may not be the most comfortable thing for us. Right? Public speaking. We may not love it. We may not feel comfortable with it. But look what he's doing. He's saying, I will. It's a declaration. It's an act of praise. Something else from these simple words. Who is speaking? Who gets up and speaks to the congregation? I am. Right? The real me. Not who I wish I was. Not the way that I wish my life was going or the way that I pretend to be sometimes in church. But I, the real me, am speaking. Whatever is really going on. And that means that if things are going rough for you, I'm safe to share that. I'm safe to share how I've been struggling, maybe ways that I feel like I'm suffering. Sometimes these sharing times can get a little bit derailed. I don't know if you've ever been in these before, but sometimes the first 3, 4, 5 people get up and they're so excited about whatever God has been doing. And that's great, right? We want to hear from them. But sometimes after 4 or 5 testimonies like that, those of us for whom things are not going that great feel like, well, maybe I shouldn't be one to get up and share too, right? Or if I do, I should just pretend like things are going great for me as well. No, look at what he's saying. Whatever the real me is going through, I will share. Right? The good, the bad, the ugly. Second thing, David says, I will declare your name. When we share, when we come together as a church, whatever we share is to build one another up and to encourage one another. And the only way we can do that is by sharing what is glorifying to God and not to ourselves, you know? This is not about saying all these horrible things that we have gone through, that we have endured. Look at what we have done. No, I will declare His name. There's a song out now. It's popular. It's based on Psalm 115. The song says, and you've probably heard it, "Not to us, but to your name be the glory," right? Not to me, not sharing what's going to glorify me, but to your name be the glory. And do you see, this also frees us to admit failure and weakness to the rest of the body, right? To get up and share about ways that we're struggling, because it's not about showing how together we have it. It's about testifying whatever He is doing in the midst of whatever we're going through. It's thankfulness in all things. It's supplication in the midst of hardship. Some of you are going to start out this morning. You're going to start out saying, "There is no way I'm going to share. There is no way I'm going to be the one of the ones to get up and speak, because look at what my life has been like these last few months." And some of you are precisely the ones the rest of the church needs to hear from. I will declare His name, not mine. Third thing, I will declare your name to my brothers. I will declare God's glory to my brothers and sisters. Who are we declaring to? This is family, isn't it? These are not strangers, right? We may not know everyone in the room, but these are brothers and sisters, loved ones, and people who love you in return. When you are with family, you do not have to sit around and try to impress in order to prove that you belong. There are all kinds of abuse and brokenness in our families today. But family in its best form is people who already know you and love you and accept you regardless of what you do or do not do. With family, you don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to get them to think that you belong. You already do. And it's in that freedom of security and acceptance that you can be real, right? It's when we go home that we can take off the mask and be who we really are. If you're in the boardroom at work, if you're on the playing field, on your sports team, you can't show any weakness, right? You have to be tough. You have to prove yourself. But when you come home, to be with family is to finally and fully be safe, to be ministered to in the midst of whatever struggles you're facing, and not to have to hide them. That may not be the case with your earthly family or your extended family, but that is the heavenly pattern. And the church here, in Psalm 22, the church is envisioned as family. I will declare your name to my brothers. So we want you to know that you're safe here. Right? You belong. We're glad that you're here to share whatever it is you've been facing. Right? So I want to open up the floor. Who will share first? Right? Who will come? Several of you, who will come? We have four mics around. Go ahead and come forward. That's okay. I know, I'm sure the people right around you would be able to hear. If you would still not mind just going to one of these microphones, that would be tremendously helpful for us, especially in setting the precedent as the first one. But I love your eagerness. And even as she comes to any of the microphones, several others can come and just be sharing what the Lord has been doing. Thank you very much.